Listen up, slap nuts. Dude Sweet is part of the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Project-nerd.com for all your nerdly needs, or dudesweetcast.com for fucking everything else, brah.
And if you didn't know,
now you know.
Now you know. But we are not experts on anything we say here. These are just our opinions, people.
Yep.
We're just two dudes trying to help all dudes of every background, gender, what have you, be better, sweeter dudes at the end of the day.
That's what it's all about. Suck it.
Suck it.
Starburst, I'm gonna puke.
Oh man, I was about to say your floor is gonna look like a rainbow, but that's Skittles. I forgot. You can't cross trademark them. What is the Starburst slogan?
Release the burst.
Is that wouldn't surprise me if that was actually it. Release the burst.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dude Sweet.
Dude Sweet.
Release the burst.
The burst shall be released unto the stars. Burst.
We're releasing the burst. My name is Ian Douglas Terry.
My name is Brian Keith Nelson, a.k.a. Blaxican Thunder.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Sultry.
Yeah. Sultry. Sultry, creepy, whatever you want to call it, really.
This is a podcast for dudes by dudes talking about dude stuff.
Dude is gender neutral. Nah, this is helping dudes be better, sweeter dudes.
It's
mental health,
all
man.
It's all encompassing.
Mental health. Whatever you got to do to be a better person so that way you can be happy with who you are.
Yeah. We're talking about society.
Ugh.
We're talking about the world we live in. We're talking about complex relationships.
Hear me rant about this idiotic world we're stuck in.
At least I'm not talking about dating all the time now.
I mean, I never really minded because as someone who was also single but not actively dating because that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, it was good to get that perspective because we could always have the perspective of someone actually trying and someone who's just like, you know what? I'm fine living a hermit life even though I'm not even 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Dudes are out there dating. They're doing it.
Everybody's out there dating. Don't forget. Stay safe. Stay safe. Don't get put at risk. Now means three different things. Don't put me at risk for no kids. Don't put me at risk for no STDs. And don't put me at risk for no COVID.
Yep.
Just don't do it.
That's important.
Don't do it. Because, you know, I don't want to get political, but these anti-vaxxers are about to. And this is speaking of somebody who, as of today, this is going to come out for like Thanksgiving. But as of today, the 21st, I just got my first shot.
Hey.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer at all. It's just like, it's like when they release the first generation of new console. I'm going to wait and see.
Yep.
Let them test that shit out and figure out, like, let them do a few updates. Because if my shit gets bricked, I'm going to be pissed.
Also, you have like your own historical reasons for not trusting the government.
I mean, also going to get in that as well.
Yeah.
I still don't. I even have personal historical reasons with family matters, unfortunately, as to why I don't fucking trust doctors. But unfortunately, it's going, the mandates are affecting the industry that I'm going to be transferring into. So, and I'm not like anti, I was going to wait and see, but no, 48 hours later, some shit ain't happened. So.
And that's, so the thing about anti-vax, before we get into other things, is it's totally fine if you choose not to do something. You make a personal choice to not do something.
It's your choice.
Yeah. And it's, you also understand that there's consequences.
There are.
If your job wants you to do that, you're making a choice whether to keep that job or to leave. And then where it gets even more is where the people start making conspiracy theories and they're aggressive and they're going out and they're doing this and yelling and all that. And that's just white people who are bored with no natural predators. That's what they're up to.
Oh man, instead of, you guys could be creating all of this different kind of fictional work, but instead you're like, no, let's fuck some shit up. Let's just, because yeah. I'm bored. Let me potentially just ruin everything for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like the person who's just like, they broke up with someone and they're upset, but they're also the one who's driving the car and they're speeding a little bit faster than they should be. You're like, hey man, let's just pull over and just let me out.
Yeah.
Work out whatever you got to work out.
So I watched an episode of Kitchen Nightmares last night.
Uh-huh.
Because Melody hasn't seen it, and it was like the one that was very famous where it was a crazy woman, Amy's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where it was like viral kind of before a lot of social media.
Yeah.
It was like at the kind of the tip off when social media was still fun, but like it was very much like, I was like, I guarantee one, she's an anti-vaxxer right now. And two, she loves Trump. And three, like, she's still doing this shit.
Undoubtedly.
Because it was just some, like, a man who's an expert. Gordon Ramsay is an expert in his field. Is telling you, like, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. And like, in your brain, it's going like, no, this person's wrong.
This person's wrong.
I'm always right. I'm always right.
Mr. Chef Ramsay with a TV show and the cameras appearing in my restaurant. Who do you think you're speaking to? My restaurant fantastically. Oh, do you?
She says something about, well, maybe his palate's wrong. And it's like, he has TV shows. Like, there's a point, like, even Guy Fieri, like, you can make fun of, you can make fun of Guy Fieri all you want, but he's a working class icon.
That man is a hero.
Yeah.
His heart, his lungs, all of his inner valves, that and
all of his flames,
the shit that happens within that man, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, yeah. Salute,
salute. But for the fat kid, salutes to me. As the human, however, yo, dog, I need you to take care of yourself.
But it's like that, where someone could be telling you, like, hi, my name is Dr. Fauci. I'm an expert in this thing, and then they're like,
yeah,
no. Like, I have a cousin who's kind of a chiropractor, and they said this, and it's like, I think at the point we're at now, it's genuinely just people who won't admit they're wrong.
No,
and they'll
of course
push
not.
It to like an insane level.
Yeah, it's people who don't want to actually, like, they don't want to get anything right, and they just want to be told that they're right. They're because they'll argue with you until someone's like, you know what, you're right, fine, whatever. Just so that way they can be like, yeah, I am right. And this is why I'm like, fucking chill out. Like, here's the thing. This is a very, I've noticed this with a lot of people who tend to be within a certain, they always feel like no matter what, they need to be heard.
Yeah.
By whoever, whenever they feel like they need to be heard. It's like, you don't need to make your point. Like me, I get frustrated with shit, and I usually murmur under my breath unless I'm in my car, then at which point I'm yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
And if it's really bad, then I'm looking at you through my non-tinted windows while I'm flipping you off because you're driving like shit.
Exactly.
That's what it is. But I understand everybody else also doesn't want to be dealing with this shit too, so fine. I'm not actually affecting anyone. But the people who just like, oh, fuck, I'm tired of waiting in these fucking lines. Like, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
I need you to relax. Calm down. So don't sit here and say, oh, it's my fucking body, my fucking choice. I shouldn't be told what to do with this and that, that. Didn't you just vote? Sir, you voted on a bill to take away the rights of women to do whatever the fuck they want to do, which included aborting a child, even if it cost them their fucking life. And you say you fucking sit here and say, oh, this is a fetus. I'm fucking pro-life. I'm fucking pro-life. All lives fucking matter. Blah, 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 blah. No, it really fucking doesn't. Because the second that baby's born, you don't give a fuck what happens to it as long as it's giving you money. And even if it doesn't, once it's born, you get profit from it and you get profit from its death. Even if it's still a child. This government.
So like, what?
It's fucking terrible.
It's definitely like mental illness is in there.
It's something,
like,
but it's
white privilege is also in there.
As someone who's also been raised around some of these white people and then also been raised with my traditional black and Mexican families where you would get your ass beat if you act out.
Yeah.
Spanked if you got hit, disciplined appropriately, but beat if you fucking acted out. Like, like if you went in, no, fuck you, dad. I'm not going fucking anywhere unless I get my goddamn shoes. No, that, you know what that would have been? Fucking... Like, are you serious? And we wouldn't have called the cops because we knew we was tripping. And if we call the cops, guess what? Fucking cops are going to treat us a lot worse than our parents are.
Man, it's fascinating to me because this is me role playing.
Let's go.
If the person who was president before Biden had won.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, all right, the vaccine's out. And they're all like, it rocks. We love it. Because it's his vaccine. That's what they would do. They'd brand it his, even though German scientists made it.
Yeah.
Would I be like, okay, sure. Or would I be like, fuck no. Like, would I be like, no way, dude. Because then I'm trying to kind of see it from their perspective. But it's hard because I think I would just I would still listen to the science.
I get it. Trust me, I understand. It makes all the sense of you trying to see it from the other side because I do the same thing too. I do the same thing. I really do try to go out of the. It got to a point where my YouTube feed was fucking constantly feeding me Fox News, was constantly feeding me the other shit I didn't agree with because I was purposely trying to go out and just like, let me hear what they're saying for myself. Yeah. I don't want to take shit out of context. I love John Oliver. I don't want to take it out of context on John Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like listening to Trevor Noah. I don't want to take it out of context on Trevor Noah. I hear it through all these sources. Let me hear it and see it myself. Let me see and hear these interviews. Let me hear what these people are actually saying.
Yeah.
And you're not missing anything. You're not missing anything because always the most hypocritical whataboutism that makes no sense. You have no plane to ask what about me when literally the basis of your existence has been planned beyond the, oh, what about you? It's not going to fucking affect you. You're trying to make this an issue for yourself, as with every fucking thing that is.
Yeah.
As with everything that is. And people will still, it's just, the thing is, it's just so frustrating because it's so willful ignorance. Because 1,000% no other skin color of a fucking 17-year-old could drive across state lines with a fucking weapon. I don't care if it's an assault rifle or a semi-assault rifle, whatever the fuck it is. A weapon bigger than a knife that kills people.
Yeah.
Felt scared and then gets off? Are you kidding? Of here. And you want sympathy for me. Oh, cool. Maybe he defended himself. Blah, blah, blah. Stay your ass the fuck home.
Yeah.
In your fucking state and mind your goddamn business. Your parents fucked up and they raised a shithead like you.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Sorry, I got mad.
Any of that's just like.
It's the truth. Like, where's the accountability? People not being held accountable is exactly why this shit continues to happen. And it's not just because your blue collar families aren't being held accountable when they do some stupid shit or when they get suspended from school. It's because your fucking politicians and your judges and all these people are not held accountable. You saw the judge in that case. I'm pretty sure that judge uses the N-word when he fucking wakes up.
Just screams it when he wakes up.
I'm pretty sure he does. Fuck him.
it's very strange because it's one of those things where it's like we knew this was gonna happen.
Of course. Like, and that's the more frustrating thing too, because we knew it was gonna happen and the second it was confirmed, and it's not that it was just confirmed, the circus around it.
Yeah.
My God.
I think the solution, at least the way to start things going in the right direction, is take all money out of politics.
You have to.
Once that, then you can actually get things passed to help people, because there's not going to be like Kristen Sinema and that other guy where they're taking a bunch of money from oil companies and shit just to block Democratic legislation. Get out of here.
See, another common thing too that you hear, I mean, this probably has turned into a podcast we did not intend it to, but fuck it, we're here. Another thing that has happened is, or that has continued to happen, is the conversations that are being had with these, I'm just going to say, because this is what they define themselves as, right or conservative or fucking whatever, any of that shit. You'll sit there and you're going to sit and say, oh, fucking, I want less government involved in my shit. I want less government involved in my shit. The government shouldn't be able to tell me what to do. The government, blah, 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 this. I can have this. I can have that. Blah, 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 blah. But you literally support financially, politically, you literally support every fucking person. that you are saying you hate. I have heard people tell me to my fucking face that they don't want people involved with them. They don't want any government official involved with the bullshit. No government should step in to do this bullshit. No government should be telling you you can't do this or you should be doing this. And then fucking sat and praised Ron fucking DeSantis because he decided not to let schools have a fucking mask mandate because he's a powerful speaker. To my face. Oh, man. You know how you know the kind of control I constantly have to have for not choking people to death. When someone, yes, this really happened, looks at me, asks me where I'm from, and I say, I'm from Colorado, and they say, you're too dark to be from there. Where are you really from? Old Jesus. Man, I will slit your throat right here without a second thought. Like, what are you talking about? Allegedly. I'm not actually going to murder somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not actually going to. If I did feed in and did what they did, I would go to prison for life. If they feed into, you know, certain shit, then they, you know, they get a trophy and then they get fucking counseling.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, just go sit in your house. Fucking, oh, yeah, you get paid leave to go murder somebody.
Yeah, it's like you can just be a total hypocrite and no one ever calls you out. Or if people call you out, you just like can rationalize it away. Is that what's going on? Because people will be like,
So what it is, and it's this blind ass thing where people are buying into the American dream, where you have people down here being shitted on and they're protecting this high ass position. They believe that one day they will be there. So they don't want anything taking away from that position at all because they really believe, oh, yeah, I'm going to be at that point one day and I want to enjoy all of that. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Oh, man. This pivots really good into something.
Ooh. What is it pivot good into?
So this same belief that one day, how people have that, one day I'm going to be rich. One day that's going to be me.
Uh-huh.
And they live in that weird world.
Mm-hmm.
I went viral on the internet.
You did. I forgot you did.
I went viral on the internet. And it's like, if this was a decade ago.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
This would have been the start.
Ooh.
This would have been the start of some shit. If you had got these numbers a decade ago, my goodness. Comedy Central would have been in your DMs.
This is
Kyle Kinane.
Yeah, there was definitely a point in time where people were getting famous off of Twitter. That has
1,000%.
Gone.
I'm glad.
Gone.
I'm also really glad because numbers of followers doesn't actually equal support or recognition of talent.
Well, we'll even break. Well, that's absolutely true, but we'll break this down.
Okay.
So Twitter to me has always just been like whatever.
Yeah.
I think when I like so about 11, 12-ish years ago when I was starting comedy, it seemed very important. Like, oh, you gotta put your jokes up there. You gotta do this. And then eventually it's just like, nah, this is dumb. I just use it as like a third place. And it was forever the place where I could say all kinds of crazy shit because my parents didn't have it while they were on Instagram and Facebook, so I couldn't be as crazy.
Yeah.
And like throughout my time in comedy, I would interact with people who Twitter was extremely important to them and they were like trying to game it for fame. And it was always so disappointing to like, I remember there was this one comic from Chicago. I won't say his name, but he presented himself as this wacky, crazy guy. He's off his rocker. And I thought he was cool. I was like, this guy's weird.
He's like, fantastic.
And then like I was trying to be weird, like talk to him about weird guy stuff, and he's like, I mean, like I'll tweet, and if it doesn't get like at least 100 likes, I'll delete that and I'll like reshop it. You have to put him up at 2 p.m and 7 like
I've met
on this
people.
Specific day, and it's all that shit, and it's like,
no,
that sounds fucking stupid.
And
granted, most of those people who are like that did wind up getting
it did.
Higher up writing
they,
type
they
stuff.
Learn how to use hashtags and they use how to do all this other stuff, and that's cool.
But also, that's fucking lame.
It's dumb. I'm sorry. I was just about to say, fuck that.
So lame.
Granted.
There's people who were using stand-up comedy as their thing to get to the next thing. Or there's people that do that with all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
They're just using this.
Yeah. To elevate that.
Yeah. Like how in LA, it's just tons of actors and actresses trying to get into stuff. And But it's like, I was like, man, it just depressed me. I was like, if I woke up every day and Twitter was the most important thing to me,
oh,
like I'd be
terrifying.
I would have been even more depressed than I was back then.
Like, that makes, I can't even get to a level of that depressed where yeah. I would really put my faith into it, because I would only get to the point where I'm just, ooh, big surprise. The fucking guy who literally 5 minutes ago just said he would slit an old man's throat. is yelling his opinions on political and economic nonsense on Twitter to fucking yeah. literally nobody, because not yeah. only am I not giving a fuck to try to get followers, I'm literally just using it as a way to just voice, like yeah. I just use social, when I just post it on social media, like I've had people hit me up, hey, are you okay, are you good, yes, I'm fine, because trust yeah. me, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be posting shit on here. I'm yeah. just boredly venting on social media, because hey, the fuck else am I going to use it for? I'm not going to promote. I'm not going to master the hashtags. I don't care about followers.
Oh, my like, God. That's the worst, too. When to someone has, douchey. Like, 20 hashtags on something, like, yeah. get the fuck out of here.
It's like, stop. Not to sound douchey. Not to sound douchey at all. Please. Please don't take it this way. Just please. This is just the best way I can describe it. I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Who hates promotion.
Yeah.
Hate it. You either support me because you like my shit or you don't. Plain and simple. I'm not going to fucking sit here and beg you to come to my shows. I'm not going to sit here and go and sell tickets to strangers. None of that. I'm not going to fucking do that. My work is going to speak for itself. It should be. Now, people who have work that speaks for itself and utilize that shit to get to the next platform, fantastic. Absolutely no judgment to you. You had the ability to do that. That is great. I'm also not taking away the fact that you can be an artist and do that. Fantastic. That's great. Yeah. I hope it got you to where you wanted to be, because a lot of people found themselves in positions of instant fame and then had no plan whatsoever. So yeah. cool. Now you're fucking sitting in front of these executives, potentially ready to make some more money because they've seen your creative second contact. Again, no shitting on anybody. No shitting yeah. on Vine, nothing. People find themselves in very successful positions however they find it. Or they get what they want out of it and they leave. Cool, do your own thing. But if you're trying to go a little bit higher, you got to remember, you got to have that. And as for yep. me, I've never liked to utilize social media and stuff like that, because I'm not going to put yeah. the effort into that when I'd rather put that effort into all of my other shit. That could, yeah. that is a detriment. I'm not going to lie, but it's something I choose to accept.
Well, there's also a myth that one thing happens and then overnight everything changes. Like, that's truly a myth. Granted, yeah. it does happen, but it's very rare.
Rare.
Like, we have a mutual friend who did stand up on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Like, he was like, it did nothing for me.
He fucking killed it.
yeah.
And nothing.
Yeah. Like, we've had friends with TV shows that don't go anywhere. We've had friends with, like, big yeah. things, and yeah. it was to no fault of theirs.
No, it's just
that,
it's,
yep.
the entertainment industry is just so fucking finicky.
Yeah.
It's and, so finicky, and the people who just, and this is from somebody who's not even in the industry, shit changes all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, I think there's starting to be some stability, but when you think about this, even if you don't know shit about the industry, when you have a business buying another business and mergers are happening, it's like, yeah, they majority own this, but there's still some shit in that contract that this can't completely get shitted on. So yeah. now you're merging all of these things. You have positions who are either getting crammed or switched or spread out or shot out, or things are getting moved and spread. So now you have executives, or you have producers being made executives. You have all this different stuff changing. Shit is constantly changing and growing, which is yeah. great. But if you don't have people who know how to handle stability through this moving process, they don't know how to adapt, it's not always going to be great. And sometimes people can come up with some really good shit and it just gets by the wayside. We have seen yeah. years later, something comes of it, because then it's like, oh, people forgot about it. They get a chance to get back to it. Boom, they pick it up because they're like, hey, you guys had a really cool thing. You can do this. Or what I'm always a fucking fan of, find a way to fund and support yourself. Do the shit yourself.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Have one good, I'd say have 1, 2, 3 good projects done, cocked in a yeah. bank, ready to go. As soon as you run up in there, boom, boom, boom. This is what I got. These are what I have, with what limited resources I have. I have more of all this other stuff I'm working on. Oh, you want to buy one of these films? Oh, well, I would also like this too. See, it's already done. So you really don't have to do much. However, you're not just going to take my work and then leave me out of it, because I'm willing to let some of this go, but I'm still going to hold on to some of that IP. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like,
and it's like within viral, how that's kind of become like nothing now.
Which I'm glad, because people yeah. were just doing like all this viral shit and it was nonsensical.
Yeah. Where it was like a joke almost. Like,
yeah. like fun fads and trends, great, but people are trying to do viral shit in like the wrong way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo, my guy, we already got Jackass. I don't need this again.
And it's also that the attention span's now been so like diluted that it's like there's gonna be like it's not even a day. Like if you do something that's viral, it's like the next day something else is gonna happen. Yeah. So it's very it's always very interesting.
And see, that's also the nature of having social media too. You have all this access. So now the rotating window for it is just so much faster because you're getting something from somewhere else the next day.
Yeah.
Or, and you know, when something has time to where it used to be able to marinate before you had access to other shit. Now, oh, cool. I heard it. It's great. I heard it again. It's great. Let me go listen to this. Maybe I'll hop back, listen to my favorite few out of here, blah, blah, blah. Then you forget. Like, oh, shit, that album did come back. And you may go back and take some time. But like, it's just because you have so much access to so much different stuff now.
Yeah. And it's like, what was I going to say? In my mind, it's always like, I don't want thousands of people talking to me.
No,
I don't want that. Like that's that's like
anyone who doesn't understand that. Imagine this. Imagine because Twitter isn't a real place. So imagine all the shit that happened on Twitter took place when you logged in your Twitter. You popped right on stage and not a stage where there's a curtain behind you, a globe stage. Those of you who don't know what a globe stage is, imagine a round ass 360 auditorium and the stage is right in the middle of everybody. Everyone can see you all around 360. You got to act your ass up. You can't turn around and have not a moment where you break character, not once. And then now all those people are speaking back to you at the same time. You want that? Do you want that? Do you? Because that's a nightmare. Like,
especially the people that, because part of the problem with conservatives is they've created like this whole thing of that they're victims, but then there's just obvious people cashing in on it. There's obvious like,
oh, yeah.
Like, literally every single one of those is just, like, a con artist. But it's, like, the other side of that is, because, let's see, when was this?
That I'm going to say this because fucking Numbnut Cheeto Dust started coining the phase both sides. But even in this specific scenario, both sides are fucking guilty of the same shit. Nancy Pelosi.
But it's also, like, So like maybe
everyone wants to treat Nancy Pelosi like she was RBG, but she's been in there fucking long as shit, and she ain't got not a fucking thing done. She profits just as much as everybody else. I don't want to hear
ripped,
a goddamn
She
thing.
Ripped up a speech once and clapped sarcastically.
Ooh,
what
fancy,
a legend.
Fancy. Ooh, but, my name's Nancy Pelosi. I got sassy one day.
But the viral thing. God damn it. I lost my train of thought. No worries. No worries. There was something in there. I've been having memory problems anyways. So like maybe 6 years ago, I tweeted something that got like 10,000 likes.
I remember that one.
And that was like weird.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was like
you pinned it for a while.
Yeah. Which is so gaudy, but I did it.
But see, the thing is, you don't really care about Twitter, so fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like, here's my highest tweet, whatever.
But it was like, dude said fight me like a man, so I held him down and oppressed him for 1,000 years.
Loved it.
Which is just a fun little short thing.
Loved it.
But it's also like somewhat political, though not really. It's just saying like men have
but
done.
It's also like it's one of those things where it's like, are you getting offended at truthful?
But it got like picked up by like some feminist Facebook page thing, which is like cool, yeah, go nuts.
Yeah.
But then I was getting all these like random dudes replying to it, be like, that's not true.
It's always those ones.
Like,
there's always the ones where it's just like, I'm not angry, but blah, 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 blah. If you didn't feel some type of way, you wouldn't care.
And so that was like a couple days of just getting weird messages and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like, whatever. I was I was on tour at the time, so I didn't give a shit. But like, it definitely led to any time any of my friends that was like famous or whatever, for lack of a better term, would retweet something I said, I'd be like, oh God, like, oh man, some guy's going to explain my joke to me or they're going to try to tag it. Cause that's what white dudes do on Twitter. They'll try to tag it. Oh, you should do this instead.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon. Oh, see, I use Brandon. We have a friend named Brandon. That's not
we're not even talking.
All right.
Like, when we
Tyler.
Say shout out Brandon, that's the Brandon we're talking about.
But,
shout out.
So, so already, like, that was, like, so long ago. I'd put no stock in Twitter. I don't really care. I'll usually just throw a random thing up that I think is funny. And sometimes like 14 people will like it. And I'll be like, all right, okay.
Okay, all right. A little golf clap to yourself.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that dopamine. Sometimes no one will like it. And I'm like, that's fine. I thought that was very funny.
There like, you go. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, fuck you guys. I guess no one listens to me today.
Yeah. So last week, what was it? Maybe almost 2 weeks ago. Let me look at the original date since I haven't pulled up.
No, we got to be historically accurate.
On this November 4th, 2021.
Yep. 17
What time?
Ago.
9 o'clock at night. Okay, so. Yeah, so that was
16 days and 20 something hours.
Yeah. And so
21.
I remember even tweeting, because that would have been like a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I tweet this thing at 9 o'clock at night. I'm like,
this is a tweet.
I'm getting ready for the bath. Melody had texted me about, because everyone's talking about the Garfield voice casting with Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, thinking of the weirdest possible person to voice Garfield. First one that I texted her was Jean Reno.
Ooh.
If you don't know, Leo, the professional.
Yep. No, I know Jean Reno. Yeah.
Yep. Amazing actor. But imagine Garfield with like a French, like.
That'd be great. He'd just be over everything. Just like, no.
And then we were both laughing about that. And then I was like, my brain's still kind of going like, all right, it's another ridiculous one, but would be really good. Matt Berry, boom. From What We Do in the Shadows and Snuffbox and Mighty Boosh, all these
good
things.
Good comedic, sultry voice.
Yep. And so I grabbed a picture of him and a picture of Garfield and tweeted, hear me out, because you got to always have like a good. And I also hate because people do, there's all these like, no, everyone's posting it. Things like this, and it's always like certain, and I hate that. I like do it way after, but hear me out. Matt Berry should be the voice of Garfield, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen. That last part's hilarious because I have power.
Because all of Crom Comedy is behind you, and the Crom Collective, if anybody knew, it's just us.
But it's just funny to say, I'm going to do everything in my power because I was hoping people would see that, and they'd be like, oh, this guy must be like, and then they click on it, and they're like, no.
Who the fuck is this guy?
It was just a guy. We'll get into that, too, because it gets way funnier.
Oh, shit. So, Let's go.
So I tweet that. Take my bath.
Yep.
Having it splashing around.
You soaking in suds, man. You sudding around in there.
Yeah. And then, like, it's getting some decent likes. And I'm like, oh, all right. Hey, I guess that resonated with people. Cool. Sweet. Moved on with my life.
Bye. I got stuff to get to.
Yeah. And then the next day, I've started doing this thing where I don't check my phone right away. I do a little Diamond Dallas Page yoga first in the morning.
Nice.
Try to get centered, drink some water, think about my day, and then I'll eventually check my phone. And I check it, and this thing's doing numbers. It's like,
it's getting up there.
It's like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, and I'm just like, oh, goddamn.
He's like, all right, it's doing some numbers. And like, clearly, we don't give a fuck because to us, that's a lot.
Yeah. Dude, 20 is a lot to me. 20 people, 20 Word. Human beings like the thing. That's crazy. Like, if we're all in a room.
If I would ever to get 30 likes on something, I'm like, so everyone I've ever known in my entire life, except my family, is liking this?
Yeah. Because I only give a shit about like 12 people. So it's like.
Tops. It's like tops.
But like, and I'm just like, man, that's crazy. And then so I start my work day and I'm still kind of like, it definitely, that dopamine thing's for real, because you're like, what the fuck? Holy shit. And then it's like
what's happening?
It's still going, and it's like, man, that's crazy. And then next day, still going, it's going strong. And then Brandon sends me an article someone wrote about it.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh shit, you made it now.
Also, I like that. Here's the big takeaways. I'm glad this helped other people get paid. Or other people get noticed. I don't give a shit. In this circumstance, I had nothing else to offer. I have nothing. It's not like I made a Garfield thing with Matt Berry as the voice. It's not like I didn't have
a collage thing. Anything.
Yeah. And so like other people jumped in, and this dude made a TikTok of him doing the impression of Matt Berry as Garfield, and it was flawless.
Yes.
It was perfect. I'm going to find him real quick.
And then we'll listen to a little bit of it.
we'll give him a shout out.
Yeah, so you got to shout out the name. For everyone listening, also check out project-nerd.com for all of your nerdly needs. You can find cosplay pictures. You can find articles about movies and all the other things coming up. All a bunch of other podcasts over there, too. They have a lot. So go check it out, project-nerd.com.
So on November 7th, at Ben Kearns 6, which is B-E-N, mm-hmm. K as in kite, E-A-R-N-S 6. We'll even put his Twitter handle in the...
Put it in that shit.
Yeah. And you'll I'll have the actual audio.
I'll drop it in the video.
But dude crushed it. It was like perfect.
Okay.
But here's the thing. When you have thousands, like it's just constant. When I'd look at the feed, the likes were just like constant. I don't know how fucking people handle this, but it was impossible to keep up with.
Yeah.
Maybe like, cause I wanted to be like, I want to know like what famous people are retweeting this. Timmy from the Wise Kids, you know, friend of the show.
Shout out Timmy.
But he's always been supportive. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
But you can't really see that. You can only see like the last dozen. And so it's just this very strange, but it took me like a day because then someone else tweeted it at me, not him. So I retweeted their tweet. And this is why we lose ownership of things because it becomes just like this
fucking
whole.
Whines, yeah.
But like him and the other people that did their imitations would put my tweet first and then they where it's like, all right, that's the way to kind of circumvent and actually give people credit. Then on November 8th, uprocks.com had an article to which they referred to me as
America wants to hear Matt Berry say lasagna.
They referred to me as Twitter user Ian Douglas Terry.
How dare you, sir? You should have said fucking podcast host.
Oh, hold on. The second article got that right. But it made me laugh so hard because I was like, that's all I've ever wanted to be is a Twitter user. That's it.
Dream fucking checkmark.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there was, hold on. Oh, I pointed out that at that point, because I was like 20 some thousand, more people had liked that tweet than live in the town I grew up in.
No shit.
Which is crazy to think about.
Look at that. Mom,
that's mind-blowing.
Look at that.
And then a dude named Elliot Crossley did a really great imitation. That was nice. Mm-hmm. And then Screen Rant on the 10th, an article, and that's where they call me Twitter user / podcast host Ian Douglas Terry, which they literally just went and looked at my bio, which that's what they should do.
Cool, there you go.
If they would have Googled me, they would have said I did some shit like 5 years ago, but whatever.
Then this would have turned into that SNL segment from like 2 weeks ago where that new Sarah woman went on there and was roasting Jost. It was hilarious. I could definitely do that with you. It's fantastic.
She used to be Sarah
Nihilistic
Squirm.
Nihilistic 20-year-old Ian Douglas Terry staples squirrels to the back of his guitar before going on stage.
Yeah, dude. But it was it's very surreal. Because it was mostly just these very supportive people with anime avatars just having fun.
Yeah.
But then you get someone like, no, H. John Benjamin should do it. And it's like, cool. What are you contributing to right now?
Cool.
Make your own tweet saying
H. John Benjamin should be Garfield.
And also, one of them was like taking shots at Chris Pratt. And it's like, I said nothing about Chris Pratt.
It's like, first of all, I did not even mention that, man.
Listen, he's doing his thing. It's none of my business. He loves his wife too much, and he's like,
he might be dimming a little bit hard on the religion shit right there. But yeah, no, it's fine. He's trying to repair an image. I get it.
And
we all have cousins.
We all have cousins that have done that.
Oh,
so it's
I mean, do I support it? Not necessarily, but hey, that's fine. Anna Faris holler at me.
Yeah, there you go. But Cindy. So it just kind of kept going. It kept going. And these articles are coming out. And I was like, because then another thing, because that's not even viral anymore. Like, it's not even viral.
So what are the numbers at now is my question.
No one's liked this bread one I just tweeted that I really like a lot. That's going to be one that is only for me. That's this bread. I can't describe it. You would just have to see it. But it's at 32.3K likes. 5,459 retweets.
Nice.
Not too bad. But it's like, in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. Every day we see things that get like way more. And it's never anything important. It's just something fun or silly. Mm-hmm. And that's how I viewed this. It's just a fun, silly thing. But then part of me was like, the fuck am I gonna do if someone called? Like, we're gonna do an interview with you. Like, I'm gonna fucking bomb that interview purposely. I'm just gonna be weird as fuck. I'm gonna pretend like I'm obsessed with Garfield, which I am. That's the other thing about this.
Yeah,
fucking love Garfield.
Fucking and love that.
To have a viral tweet in tribute of Garfield.
My God, I never thought I would have done so much in common with a fat pussy, but that cat really gets me. He hates Mondays. I hate Mondays. He loves lasagna. I once loved lasagna when I could consume cheese, but now I can make a vegan lasagna. So I still love lasagna. It's not the same, but still.
Because then another ongoing thing was.
He didn't fuck with Odie like that. And he was trying to trick Odie. It's like, come on, man. The dog's just there. He's like, he's dumb. He's trying to be your friend. Why you gotta be an asshole cat?
He was, just flirting. He was flirting.
Yeah, okay.
But
fucking Bert and Ernie were flirting.
Yeah, but so in the grand scheme of things, and any time, maybe for the past couple of years, and I'm sure you've seen this, somebody has a tweet, goes viral, and then they like promote something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, since you guys are here.
Yeah, that was like, here's my SoundCloud. That, and then that became a joke.
Yep.
Like a joke. And then it became where
here's my
something
LinkedIn.
Would go. Something, or it'd be like, here, hey, you guys should buy these Galaxy lamps. Like, then it, like products started jumping in, like weird random shit.
Here, buy these anti-Trump pussy hats for no reason.
Yeah, but, and I was like, what? I could do something silly, be like, hey, well, you guys are here. But what I did instead, and I got happy because a lot of people did, and I was like, no one's going to like this.
They like the follow-up?
Yeah, so the follow-up was, while we wait for Hollywood to cave into our demands, because you got to put something about the tweet.
Of course, you got the power, man. You letting them know you're working on it.
If you're into conserving wildlife and have some money to spare, I'd suggest donating to the Sloths, Monkeys, and Cats at Jaguar Rescue Center.
Fuck yeah!
Because it's like, I don't give a shit. Like, no. I'm going to put our podcast, like, listen to, because that's not the way I want people to listen to this.
I'm not going to be like, hey guys, this is a mental health podcast and we're invading it off this viral
tweet. Yeah. I've never been like that. And maybe that's to my detriment in a lot of ways. Like if something good will happen and I don't immediately be like, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, here.
Oh, I feel the same way. I'm the dude who legit will have a performance. And then as soon as I get off stage, it's just like, I'm leaving. People will stop me and say, oh, good job. Good job. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you. But I don't go out and do any other bullshit. I just want to go home.
Yeah. And it's like with this, the dude that did the impressions and them, because then Edgar Wright liked his version, but so I wrote a thing, this guy performed it beautifully, and then Edgar Wright liked that. I'm like, yes, see, that's a cool thing to put out into the universe. Somebody made something cool, and that's what it's all about. And plus, like, the dudes that they were both dudes, I'm pretty sure if I remember right, who wrote the articles, they got paid by the website just to like post a tweet and post a bunch of tweets following it up and post.
Fuck yeah,
that's cool. Genius. Cool. They said I was a Twitter user. They got paid. Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Shout out to them.
Shout out. Whatever. You guys made an article off of it. It's cool. I really was just, this was a tweet. This was a random thought before a bubble bath, if only you knew.
And that's like the thing of it, too, is the guy that did the impression and the guys that wrote the articles actually put work in. Me, no work. I just threw an idea at the fucking wall before my bath. And so it's always crazy to me that then when people tweet something, they think they're going to make money. They think they're going to get like, especially something so random, like I didn't actually do any. It's not like it was me dancing or me, like, you know, which would be fucking sick.
Is that what you should have went viral with your dancing TikTok? you should have just bulk uploaded like fucking 50 videos of you dancing to random shit. And like, well, since you guys are here, here's my TikTok.
Oh my God. Here's a complete
note. With random Matt Berry drops in between every single song, just from different shows.
I was tempted to take an old Garfield cartoon and edit sound bites of his over the Garfield parts, but then in my brain I was like, someone else is gonna do that.
Someone else is gonna do it.
No one has, but whatever.
Really? Oh,
yeah. At least not that I've seen.
If only
maybe
I
they've
had
done
the,
it.
If only I had the time.
Yeah, that's how I was.
See,
I was,
man, like random thought. If I had the fucking setup I have now when I needed this shit 10 years ago, oh my God. Like, I would have been like, no, guys, I'm not just trying to do some stupid little let's go film a fun friend project in front of my house. I'm trying to make shit here. Like, I have a computer to edit. I have an editing studio in my bedroom. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Sell hey, something Google. To Netflix.
Hey, Google, turn on the bed lamp. It's getting dark.
Ooh, fucking Skynet over there.
Hey, Google, turn on the computer light.
Ooh, look at
shout
that.
Shout out. So speaking of TikTok, I watched, there was a new episode of 2020, and it was about these kids that their parents kept them locked in the house and chained and like didn't feed them. And
is this
them
the Turbin family?
Yep. Terrible. Terrible.
But, I can't do it.
And like, it's fascinating though, because it's like, they almost have their own dialect because they weren't around other people for so long. And so they have two of their gals now and they're great, fantastic. But then it made me laugh so hard and it shouldn't have. But the one girl is like, I love being on TikTok now. And then it shows her on TikTok dancing and having a great time. It's good. Yes.
Yeah. No, especially after that traumatic incident. Fuck yeah.
But I was also like, who's not watching this and being like, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what happened to you.
That is the thing. Like, that's the thing. You can't feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel bad, but you shouldn't, like, you can't project that onto them because it's their healing process. Like, they're the ones who actually dealt with it. However, it is understanding when humanely you're like, I don't know how to approach you because I don't know how you feel about this. Like, you could be fresh out here and pretending to be okay because you're like, oh, I don't have to go back. But I don't know, the second like you are in a bathroom with a closed door, you could freak the fuck out. I have no clue. Or I could just be projecting that on you and you could be fine.
Exactly.
Like, it could be one of those, like, you're one of those people who just see the comedy in life where it's like, oh yeah, that was I always thought that was weird. Nah, no wonder that didn't make sense. But now we're here.
And the bottom line of that episode was Christianity's poison. But anyways.
I mean, if we're going to get into religious talk here, let's start with...
back to the viral thing. So people, it's still getting random likes here and there and random retweets, which is just strange. It's just strange. Because then it throws me off because I thought people were liking the bread thing. The bread thing's still sitting at zero.
Oh, really? Just chilling here, there. What is the bread? I want to hear what the bread is.
So... you know how Amazon will advertise shit on other websites to you? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
So Amazon just had all these random food things. I'm scrolling through them. One is just, it's just bread in a can.
What?
Okay. And then the other one that made me laugh is this. It's called fitness bread. And it just looks like a chunk of shit.
It looks like a fruitcake. So just like a fruitcake without the fruit in it.
Yeah. So I screenshot both of those. And see, this is, now that I'm famous, I'm rethinking everything. You can only eat one cursed bread item for eternity. Canned bread or fitness bread. Choose wisely. That to me is hilarious. The Garfield thing's fine. But,
yeah. Oh, man.
So 30-some thousand likes. How many new followers do you think I got?
I am going to estimate 87.
87. It was closer to like 9.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I was going to go low to be fair, and then I'd just be like, nah, let's just...
because
you never
know. I think that's another side effect, because I think if you used to get tons of likes on something, you would get lots of followers, but it happens so much now.
Yeah.
We'll see like tons. Someone will, like, I'll even like and retweet something really funny. I don't even follow.
But you don't follow the person. Yeah. Yeah. Common. It's common.
So that's interesting.
Shout out to the 9 people that followed Ian, just in case you're here listening. Welcome.
Sorry to disappoint you with this bread tweet, but I really thought it was going to be something.
I promise you, despite my outbursts, I care about people's mental health and well-being.
What if I tag the bread tweet with the Garfield tweet again? Now I'm trying to, like, be like, hey, remember this? It's like when a band has a hit song and then disappears, and then they're like, hey.
Oh, man. Come on. Who knows, maybe one day Twitter will have the same algorithms that YouTube does, because I'm fucking getting all these awesome videos, and I'm like, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
The hell was this?
And the other thing, I think part of this was also pretty strategic, because Matt Berry doesn't fuck with Twitter. He has one, but it's just to promote his music, which is very funny.
Fuck yes.
Like a very prolific actor and like a comedian would just be like, here's my music. Fuck you.
Yeah. Just like, no, I don't care anything about, don't ask me about vampires. You know, vampires over here.
But yeah. So Twitter gave me about, they give you $1 for each like. So I got $32,000.
Yep, that's how it works in the game now.
Pretty good. And then I did like some crossover shit with that canned bread.
Yep.
Made decent money off the canned bread sponsorship.
He's got to get you a Japanese shampoo commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of how, like, I would love to be in a Japanese shampoo commercial.
Oh, but, man. If only we weren't better people, I can make problematic jokes.
Because I think my other semi-viral tweet was when I posted, there was a picture of, like, Big Boss Man, Bret Hart, Tatanka, and maybe someone else, and they're all holding musical instruments. And I posted a tweet that was like, just saying that that was Real Big Fish, the band. And the band Real Big Fish retweeted it. That's fucking
oh,
cool.
Oh, man. I was like, damn, the village dude, people have been working out.
For a white dude from the Midwest who was prime age for the ska comeback, that was huge.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's like the thing, man. I didn't have anything like the podcast didn't get any listeners that I could tell. Maybe they did, but
cool.
It's always interesting. It's very like, because it's not like then I had a Garfield podcast.
Which, I mean, we could. There's enough Garfield strips. We can break that shit down if y'all want.
We do like mental health political breakdowns of every Garfield.
And here's your Garfield. Thing. Here's your Garfield section for the day. 10 minutes of uninterrupted Garfield.
Garfin out with Brian and Ian.
Yep. We just do ASMR narrative of the strip, yeah. And then we can just have a close-up strip of the video part. So it's like, you can read along with us if you watch the video. If but you don't it, it do is... audio, I'll edit in a bunch of like Snoopy and fucking cat noises. Yeah. It's like, and then Snoopy come trotting along.
You know what the other weird thing was? Random people who I haven't talked to in a while reach out and be like, hey, man, I saw your tweet. It's like, all right.
I haven't talked to you since middle school. What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then hey, you owe me money. What the fuck?
Yeah. There's a girl I went to high school with, because I think forever I was like, I'm the coolest person that went to that high school for sure. I found out no.
I have been quickly humbled. Like, that's not me.
But she like worked for South by Southwest, Lululemon, mm-hmm. all these like, she's like a real successful human.
It's like, where oh, fucking, you fucking achieved something.
Where then when I looked, it's like Sam from Detroiters follows her. Like, I'm nothing. I deserve to be humbled.
Trash.
But yeah. So that's my rise and fall.
Damn, that was a quick rise and fall story.
I went viral. I spent all that Twitter money.
Mm-hmm. What'd you spend it on?
Starburst, and I ate them all today, and I feel like shit. I mean, I'm trying to get back into shape, and it's not happening.
It might be harder. You know what? I find out, especially as my body ages, the diet helps better.
Yeah.
The diet helps better. Because sometimes I'm just tired and it's like, I don't. But if I eat well and I let myself rest more, then yeah. When I do work out, I feel better.
What pisses me off, it doesn't piss me off at all. I actually love it. But the more I'm thriving and doing well, the more I'm going to fucking eat. I'm going to eat shitloads of random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've gone to this Puerto Rican food truck, shout out Aredo's. We went two times last weekend, one time this weekend, or no, two times the previous weekend. There was a weekend in between. I've had almost everything at the Puerto Rican food truck, and I'm not going to stop.
Fuck no. Enjoy that shit, man. It's there.
And I've just been eating so much. I got my new paycheck with my big raise.
The fuck
and
you going
like...
to eat bland-ass nasty chubbies? Like, you better go eat.
Come on, give me some. Shit? Last night I had mofongo. That's my shit.
Ooh, I haven't had mofongo eat before.
It's good.
I need it.
It's good.
Especially if I said I didn't have mofongo, people down here would lose their shit because they think I'm Dominican.
Yeah.
They're like, the fuck you mean? First of all, I am Black, Mexican, and Native, so.
You got to get some platanos.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere down the line, we may have crossed paths on the islands, but my brother, after all this shit, we done came out completely different, so don't judge me. However, yeah. I am crazy, and I also love machetes, though, so we can bond with
there
it.
There you go. But yeah, man, I've just been, I was trying to get back, because I went from, what was it, two-ish mm-hmm. 100 to 175. And just, and then.
Slimming down.
Yep, but then it was like, I start dating someone and they're like, yeah, just eat whatever you want. And I'm like, that's permission. Here we go. And now I'm back up to 200 something.
Oh, that's great.
But I could feel it. I could feel it. Like, I'm like,
you feel the difference?
Making,
yeah.
Making old man noises when I get up.
No, man, I hear you. I do the same thing now. So my body's like, oh, got to get back on the diet, I guess.
Yeah. But listen, I ordered a Peloton knockoff because I'm not going to pay full price for that shit. Mm-hmm. You heard me, Peloton. Come in.
What up? We go after everybody here.
I'm going to become a cycle boy. I'm going to get way into cycling for like a month.
And then you're just like, and I'm done. All the gear and everything. And then it's like, I'm out. No more.
So I'm going to tell you a story.
Let's go.
That happened. Let's go. It's so funny. This is one of the funniest things anyone's told me. This happened to another person. They told me the story. Mm-hmm. And so within my new role, I train people. I got fortunate where my first training was just me and another dude.
Okay.
And we bonded, had a great time. But he told me a story. So he grew up in Atlanta. And his family was in the same neighborhood. And they're friends with Abdullah the Butcher, who he had a rib place back in the day. Not even that long ago until he passed away. Called Abdullah's in Atlanta, like South Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. And so this dude, when he was a kid, Abdullah was the entertainment at his birthday party.
Hell yeah.
And he said from 6, 7 to 8. And he didn't know who Abdullah was. He just knew.
Who the fuck's this dude?
He just knew he was like this big dude that was around sometimes.
Who's this big ass dude beating everybody's ass in there?
Yeah. So he would come to the party in his fucking Abdullah gear with a fork. And he'd be all like doing his Abdullah shit.
Shit.
And then he would make little kids stab him in the head with the fork.
and he would bleed
all over the place.
It's fucking pro wrestling at its best.
Isn't that amazing?
It's so carny, indie, old school wrestling. It's so fantastic.
And I just love these kids in South Atlanta just stabbing Abdullah the Butcher.
Just going fucking nuts. Because you know what the thing is? They're like, I know it's not real. I don't know how the fuck they do it for fake.
Yeah.
But there's a some way, because no sane person is going to let me stab them in the face with the fork.
Yeah.
You're right. No sane person is. However, professional wrestlers aren't very sane. They do dumb shit.
So once he got older, he was like, oh, shit. That guy's a wrestler.
He's like, I fucking stabbed old boy in the face with a spork when I was a child.
But I just love that. You're just some kids having a birthday party and like, oh, this guy's going to make us stab him in the head. All right. Okay, back to the party.
Mommy, the stabbing face man's going to be there again. The what? He lets us stab him in the face.
Also, I didn't ask him, but I want to be like, did Abdullah get paid or was he just showing up and doing it for the kids?
Doing it, yeah. There's also, yeah, I'm not going to make. R.I.P. Abdullah.
Yep, shout out Abdullah. R.I.P. Rest in peace to the legend.
Yep, not going to make that joke any darker than it could be.
Yeah, we don't need that alone. He was a very dark man. Nope. Wow. All right, what are you into lately? What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm actually really glad you asked me about that. If you have not, you need to go watch The Harder They Fall. That shit is fantastic.
That's that Western, right?
Fucking great. Probably one of my new favorite movies, and it will definitely be in one of my favorite rewatch movies for sure. It's great.
Nice.
It's fantastic. They take historical figures, and then they just put them into a fictional story. So, and they even said at the beginning of the story, this isn't real. The story's not real, but the people were. And it's supposed to make you go look up who these people were. Actual, you know, fucking when everyone was playing cowboys and Indians, and you only see fucking white cowboys. No, dog. There was cowboys of every color. We've been trying to tell y'all since Cherokee Kid and Blazing Saddles and all that other shit, but nobody wants to listen to us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, one day fucking Europeans came over here and just knew how to fucking ride horses like Native Americans and shit, didn't teach them. But so yeah, The Harder They Fall, fantastic. Great acting, great cast. It's a really good feel, and it's great because what it felt like to me is how in the 70s they had this whole explosion of like, oh, black this, black that, black so blaxploitation. Which is great. I love those movies for all their flaws and for all the great ideas that were in there that they did not have the ability to achieve. Now this is something where they're like, yeah, we're going to make a black Western. And they made a black Western. But it's not like blaxploitation Western. It's a fucking Western. but it has the black spin on it. It's got some twang to it. It's got a little bit more natural language with it and everything. And it's got some funny jokes and some shit hidden in there. But guess what? It's still great. It's a Western.
Who's all in that?
Oh, man. Jonathan Majors. So if anyone doesn't know Jonathan Majors, he's been in some other independent projects, but he was mostly known for Atticus.
He's Candyman.
Lovecraft Country.
Oh, there you go.
He's Tick from Lovecraft Country. So Jonathan Majors.
Yep. Hold on. See, now I have to. So that Candyman was the guy from Watchmen.
Okay. Yes. And then so also from Watchmen too, Regina King's in here.
There you go.
She's fucking awesome. Idris Elba's in this. Zazie Beetz, Lakeith Stanfield, fucking awesome in there. I'm so mad I'm forgetting their names right now. I'm gonna look this up because you definitely need to pay this. Delroy Lindo, my boy Delroy Lindo's in there. And of course, so last time I mentioned Delroy Lindo, I was upset I forgot his name. And now I'm just learning for the first time, he's fucking British. The fuck?
Like, that just blew my mind.
Like, yo, I had no idea he's British, but still, shout out Delroy.
So he pulled that Idris Elba shit where at first everyone's like, oh man, he's straight up from Baltimore. He has to be.
Yeah, because I never watched The Wire, so I didn't know that's where he got his start, but people were like, yo, Idris Elba's this fucking dude from there, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, he's fucking British. But yeah, it's a great film.
There you go.
The Heart.
I'm going to have to watch that. That's on my list.
This cast is just so great, though. I got to shout them out. So the other ones that I unfortunately left out, Danielle Deadwyler, she was awesome. RJ Seiler, dude was fucking great. He was probably one of my favorite characters in there. He played, I just had it right here. But he pretty much played a character, Jim Beckwith, who was almost like a Billy the Kid type character where he's really cocky. He's like this whole gunslinger thing. He did that shit really good. And then Eddie Gathegi. I forget, I'm not enunciating that correctly.
Yeah.
But, like, I've seen him in some stuff. Shout out to him. Damon Wayans Jr. was in this shit. Deion Cole was in this. The movie's great. The movie's great. Yeah. It's awesome. It's a good story. And legit, it's one of those things where the shit starts and it just don't stop. Don't stop. It's great. So, been watching that. Fucking finally saw Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. The shit was dope. Simu Liu. Or however you say his last, Lou.
Yeah, he was just on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was just on Saturday Night Live. Saw him in that. And then also, too, because I've been watching Kim's Convenience, he's great in that, too. Kim Convenience is a great-ass show. Really, really, really good. Shit, other than that, I finished Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm catching up on Hunter x Hunter. I'm almost done with this fucking audio drama.
Nice.
I'm almost done with it. So I just got a few pieces I got to plug in and then some fine tuning because I like to make things really, really good before I put them out. And if it's not going to sound great, I'm going to be upset about it. But I can't be a perfectionist and I'm
sometimes
not a pro.
You gotta go.
So I just got to let it go. Let it go. But no, it's coming around really well. Just a few plugging things in. Other than that, still bouncing around, getting some stories. Man, I really got to say just... For real, The Harder They Fall just really, it's one of those things that just at this time, it just kicked up underneath me and it inspired me to start getting back on there. Because I've been in a little bit of a slump, like changing mindsets, but this has kind of helped where it's just like, nah, this is the shit we're working for. Like they fucking put out this dope ass movie and now like we got to keep pushing for this. So it's like, yeah, all the stories I want to see all these other people in here. So let's just keep it going. So I've just been reworking stuff, redoing stuff. Slowly but surely putting together some equipment so that way I can actually probably start doing independent filming. So we're going to see.
There you go.
Things are clicking together and that's it, man. That's really it. That's all I've been into. What about you?
Dude, I've just been working a lot. And when I'm not doing that, I got the new Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Ooh, how is it?
So I've been playing that. It's fun. It's perfect because I need like I want to call it dumb game, but it's a game I can just jump into, blow shit up, run around for a little bit, and then.
That's why I played Doom Eternal.
It's
great.
Because I was way into that Metroid game, but I hit a point where I was like, this boss is too hard. It's frustrating.
Like, I can't do this.
And I don't want to be like, finish my day of work and then have to work on this. Yeah. But I'll come back around.
That's why I chilled on Bloodborne. I'm like, you know what?
Yep.
I'm tired of simplest fucking Klansmen over here fuck me up. So I'm done. I'm done. I can't do
but,
it.
But Guardians of the Galaxy is great. It's got a great soundtrack. It's fun. You just blow shit up, run around with the gang. But then I just got Ghosts of Tsushima, which was the big, I don't know if you saw anything about it, but it's like Red Dead Redemption, but in Samurai Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, no, Ghosts, of, yeah, 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 I've seen that, yeah.
So I started that, and the thing that I really liked, it's such a, because, so you could play the game with all English.
Yeah.
You can play the game with Japanese and then English subtitles. That's what I wanted to do, because it's way more interesting. But I do have to read a lot, so whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you can also, there's a mode that makes it black and white and grainy called Kurosawa mode. So it looks like a Akira Kurosawa film.
Oh, like shit, old, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, but okay.
So far that game rules. And I think that was one that, like, yeah, everybody already knows that it's one of the best ever. But
fuck,
it's
yeah.
nice to finally start. Had to wait till it was on sale. That's my move.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
I mean, shit, that's what I did with Doom Eternal. I waited for it to go on, and I was like,
yep.
Let me get everything with the DLC. Thank you.
That's what it's all
and
about, waiting for the sale.
My ass. But it's fun. It's fun. Hey, I love games. I'm not good at games, but I love games. I'm not terrible at them, but I'm not like
that's why
fantastic.
They're starting to like make all games online, and I'm not into that. I just want to jump in.
Yeah, I don't want
to blow
sit
shit
there.
Up, jump out.
Yeah,
I don't have to jump in, deal with people.
The fact that they undervalue single player games, it's like sometimes I just like playing by myself.
Yeah.
In every way, in any way you want to take that, sometimes it's just better to play with myself.
Yeah, dude. But that's what I've been doing. Besides that, just trying to stay a better and sweeter dude.
I like that. I like it. That was probably one of the smoother ones you've done.
Yep. But yeah, check out dudesweetcast.com. Check out my tweet about the Brett. Listen, you can go like the Garfield tweet at Ian Douglas Terry on Twitter. You can do that.
You could.
What I'm asking you, as a friend of the show, someone that cares about me, give that Brett tweet a little
give
love,
it some love.
Right?
Give
it
some love.
It's got zero right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on, y'all. Give it some like. Give
it's
a, little,
a good
give
tweet.
A little, you know, give it a little dingle of some love.
Yeah.
Like, just
that's some weird ass Brett.
Tickle the like button for some weird ass Brett. Come on now.
I'll try to do better. I'll do. See, you'll know I'm desperate when I try to do another Garfield tweet. When that there's like another one, it's like, oh, sweetie, no.
Everything just becomes your avatar is you in Garfield cosplay.
Yep.
Your Garfield theme, everything. It's like, oh,
I change
he's
everything
off the,
to
he's
Ian
falling
Douglas
off the rails.
Terry, the Matt Berry as Garfield guy.
Matt Berry.
Because that's what I was
Garfield.
Waiting for. I was waiting for someone to interview me and be like, so.
And you like Matt Berry playing Garfield, huh? What do you have against Chris Pratt?
I'd be like, the entire world is a scam. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes, man. Open your third fucking eye.
Also, we mentioned him before, but we can mention him again.
Project-nerd.com.
Project-nerd.com. Project Nerd for all of your nerdly needs.
All of them. Yep. Your website and your socials, I guess, so they know where.
Should I just change my website to just a picture of that tweet?
No.
That'd be
unless
really
you're doing
funny.
It as a troll one.
That would be so funny. Because I want someone I'm friends with but haven't talked to in a while to see that and be like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ian, no.
Oh,
you're going to get a call from your mother worried about you. Like, some people have reached out to me. Are you okay?
Would it be funny if I got it printed on a T-shirt and gave it to the nice girl I'm dating for Christmas?
I mean, I don't know your guys' humor and dynamic. So if you think she'd find it hilarious.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because that's one where it's like, would it be fun? Or if I just did it and had it on as a shirt and didn't say anything and waited for her to notice.
No. You got to get the shirt and it has to have your face and it has to have the tweet underneath it. And you have to give her a shirt and make sure she's standing next to you. And it says, I'm with this Twitter guy or some shit like that. My man is famous and have it point to the tweet.
My man had a viral tweet.
My man's doing viral. And then on the back has it says, what is yours done?
Yeah. And then mine will say, my girlfriend left me because I made her a T-shirt with my viral tweet.
That's on the back of yours. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Marketing, we're stealing that. No one copyright. The fucking TM circle of the trademark. We all that shit. We just did that.
Don't even try to. I already called a T-shirt printer. They're on it right now. But yeah, if you take one thing away from today's episode, is Aredo's food truck in Denver, Colorado, the best Puerto Rican food in town. And that's it.
That's it.
Dude, sweet.
That's it. Thanks that's all listening. We got. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah.
Until next time, take care of yourselves, everybody.
Yep. And also,
sucker!